Hello. I know you're anxious to begin using your new K-Pro 2 computer. Nonlinear Systems has produced the finest portable computer available today. Double-density disk drives provide twice the capacity of any other portable at the low K-Pro price. I know you'll appreciate the bright, crisp display of the 9-inch green phosphor monitor. Both the size and color of the display help to alleviate eye strain. The keyboard is, of course, a full typewriter-like board with separate numeric keys for rapid entry of numbers. Beyond the fantastic portability and other fine features, your K-Pro 2 or K-Pro 4 provides the finest word processing and electronic spreadsheet programs available. The perfect software package also provides you with a rapid access filing program to store and retrieve valuable personal and business information. This tape will teach you how to use your K-Pro computer. We will start the computer, load a diskette, examine the keyboard, and copy the original master diskettes. We will also load the following five programs into memory. The STAT program, to tell how much space, which programs and which files remain on the diskette. STAT also will code a file to prevent us from putting more data into it. The FORMAT program, to prepare a diskette for storing data. Baud, to set or change the speed at which data is sent to a printer or other device. Term, to communicate with a modem. Config, to reassign keys for special purposes. Later, we will use these programs. First, we will erase a file, rename a file, scroll information on the screen, stop it, and start it again. Finally, we will use the Baud program, use the Term program, use the Config program, remove protection from the files, and erase the entire diskette. Let's get started. Unpack your computer and locate the gray K-Pro software package. If at some point during these instructions the pace seems too fast for you, simply stop the tape, rewind that portion, and listen once more. Don't expect to remember everything the first time. I'm certain you'll want to listen to the tape several times. As a matter of fact, the commands will be repeated. You may wish to make notes the first time and enter the command when repeated. The envelope contains distribution disks labeled K-Pro Master Number 1 CPM, Master Number 2 Profit Plan, 3 Perfect Writer diskettes, Perfect Calc, and Perfect Filer. You will also need a box of blank, single-sided, double-density disks to create working copies of the distribution disks. Inside each box of blank disks is a sheet of foil labels referred to as Write Protect labels. Each label is 3/8 of an inch by approximately a half inch. After we create a copy of each distribution disk, place a label over the notch on the edge of the disk and wrap the label from front to back. The label protects the disk from accidental erasure. As we proceed, I'll demonstrate still another means of protecting the data. Be certain the power switch on the back of the case is in the off position. Open the door on each disk drive and plug in the computer's power cord. If you've just unpacked your K-Pro 2, you will notice paper tabs on each disk drive. Open the drive doors and remove the paper sheets. You may wish to retain these tabs for use when transporting your computer. The paper protects the drive heads from damage when they're in the closed position during transit. Always remember, when removing a disk from either drive, that the disk must be returned to its carrier envelope. This procedure will help protect the disk from the dust and other debris which could ruin it. Find Master Disk Number 1, CPM version 2.2. With the label pointing up and away from the computer, slip the disk into the top drive, which is marked Drive A, and close the door. Turn the power switch to the on position. The switch is located on the back of the computer. The red light on drive A will come on as the CPM operating system is loaded into the computer's memory. The light remains on to indicate from which drive the computer will read the information. A message will be displayed with the name KPRO2 or KPRO4 and 64K CPM version 2.2. If the screen is still dark, adjust the brightness control knob on the back of the left-hand side of the computer. Below these messages is an A and right bracket symbol, which we'll refer to as the A prompt. When the A prompt is displayed, you'll know the CPM operating system has been loaded into the computer's memory and the computer's ready to accept commands. We have just booted the computer. In this case, it's a cold boot, which means loading the operating program from a cold start. As we progress, you'll notice the message warm boot as the computer exits a program and returns to the A prompt. Warm boot means a restart rather than starting from the power off. The term booting, therefore, represents the automatic starting of the operating system. A portion called BIOS must be on the disk in drive A. I'll talk more about BIOS later. Let's briefly examine the keyboard. It's not unlike a standard electric typewriter keyboard, but there are some differences. In the upper left-hand corner is a key marked ESC. This is the escape key referred to in some of the menu selections. Below the escape key is the tab key. Below and to the left of the tab key is a key marked CTRL. This is the control key, which will be used frequently. It functions in a manner very much like the shift key on a standard electric typewriter. If you're given an instruction to press control and then type the letter A or any other character for that matter, you must depress the control key simultaneously as you type the letter or character. To the right of the control key is a key marked Caps Lock. When depressed, a red light will indicate that Caps Lock is in the on position and uppercase characters will be transmitted to the computer from the alphabet keys. Thus, when Caps Lock is on, it's not necessary to depress the shift key except to enter the top characters on keys which are dual function keys. Another difference you'll notice is the repeat function of each key. Depress and hold the letter A. While depressed, the character A will be repeated. Press return or backspace to clear the repeat function. Below and to the right of the caps lock key is a shift key. Another shift key is also located at the opposite end of that same row. The shift keys function exactly the same as on a regular typewriter. To enter uppercase letters when caps lock is off, depress and hold a shift key. To obtain symbols such as an exclamation point, dollar sign or quotation marks, depress and hold a shift key while typing any of the keys which function as dual purpose keys. Located above the main keyboard of black keys, at the upper right, are four keys with directional arrows. These keys function differently in certain programs. The left arrow may be used for backspacing. Now that you are familiar with the keyboard, let's cover how to get a list of the programs on this diskette. Type the letters DIR and press return. The listing you see on your screen is the list of programs on Master Disk 1. One of these programs is copy.com. You will use the copy program when you wish to make an exact duplicate of an entire disk. Let's copy or create a backup of Master Disk 1. CPM is not a programming language. Basically, it's a disk operating system which acts as a switchboard, directing the flow of data between the keyboard, the computer, and the disk drives. For the remainder of this series, I'll be teaching you how to prepare new disks to accept data and all of the commands necessary to manipulate data from the keyboard to the disk. Let's copy a program. If you have a KPRO 2 computer, place a blank single-sided double-density diskette in drive B. If yours is a KPRO 4, place a blank double-sided double-density diskette in drive B. Type copy, that's spelled C-O-P-Y, and press return. A menu with four choices will appear. The first choice is C for copy. Selecting this option will instruct the program to make a copy of this diskette in drive A onto the diskette in drive B. and then save the CPM operating system on the diskette in drive B. Option B creates a blank diskette. Selecting this option will erase the diskette in drive B and place a copy of the CPM operating system on it. The third choice, option O, is used to diagnose disk errors. Finally, option E enables you to exit the copy program and return to the A prompt. We will make a copy of the master CPM diskette that is in drive A. Type the letter C. Now press return to begin copying. The copy process takes about 2 minutes. Turn your recorder off until duplication is complete. Let's resume. Now that the diskette is copied, you have two options. If you wished to proceed directly into one of the programs, you would type the name and then press the red reset button on the back of the computer. We will make copies of the other master diskettes, so press return. Remove your master CPM diskette from drive A, return it to its envelope, and store it in a safe place. Remove the copy from drive B and apply the working copy CPM label onto it. Contained in your box of blank diskettes should be a sheet with small metallic tabs. Remove one of these write protect tabs and wrap it around the notch on the right side of the diskette. Place the diskette in its protective envelope and set it aside. After we make copies of the other diskettes, we will use the CPM working copy again. The copy menu should now be displayed. If it is not, insert your working copy of CPM in drive A. Type COPY and press return. Now, remove the CPM diskette from drive A. Place a master diskette in drive A and a blank diskette in drive B. Type the letter C and press return. When the copy process is complete, press return again. Turn off your recorder until the program has finished copying the master diskette. Return the master diskette to its protective envelope and store it in a safe place. Label your working copy, place a write protect label over the notch and set it aside. Turn off the recorder until you are ready to resume. Whenever you require copies of programs on a distribution disk, use the backup diskette instead. Use the original disk only for making backups. This method of using only backup disks assures minimum wear and tear on the original distribution disk. Now that you have labeled your copy and put the master safely away, let's examine some programs on the CPM diskette. Insert the backup CPM disk into drive A and close the door. When the disk in drive A is changed, it is necessary to signal this to the computer. To do so, press the control key and type the letter C. You may also press the red reset button on the back of the KPRO computer. A warm boot message is displayed, then the A prompt. Insert another new disk into drive B and close the door. After closing the drive door, type COPY and press return. This time, we are interested in copying only some of the programs on the CPM disk. Type B and press return. The formatting process will take about a minute. Turn off the recorder while the format program is running. When formatting is complete, type the letter E to reboot the computer and then turn the recorder back on. In our last step, we formatted a new disk to use with your practice examples. Now type DIR space B colon and press return. This is the same command we used earlier to list the contents of drive A on the screen. However, this time we added space B colon to the end of the command. B colon instructs the computer to read the disk in drive B rather than the disk in drive A. A space is required between DIR and B colon in order that the computer can recognize the DIR command and drive reference. Notice that the prompt reads no file. We formatted the disk in drive B, but have not yet copied the contents of drive A. Type DIR and press return. A directory displays the contents of drive A in four columns. DIR is a command which is not listed in the program directory. DIR is a resident program, which is always in memory when the CPM system is loaded. Two of the other programs we will use are also resident in memory. They are ERA for erase and REN for rename. Many of the programs listed in the directory are command programs. Following the program name is the extension period com. Notice the first program in column 2, pip period com. This is a transient program, which means that the program is part of the CPM system. However, it must be loaded to memory each time it is used. The program stat is in the right column. Let's use the pip program to place just the stat program on the disk in drive B. Type pip space B colon equal sign A colon stat period com. I'll repeat that. PIP space B colon equal sign A colon stat period com. Notice the format. CPM recognizes commands and references when they are separated by a space. Thus, B colon is separated from pip by a space. B colon refers to the destination of the transfer. Equal sign A colon indicates the source of the transfer. Finally, the actual program or file name, in this case stat, indicates which file is to be transferred. Notice that the file name is written stat period com, not stat space com as it appears in the directory. Press return. Both drive lights and motors will run alternately as the file is transferred. Finally, the warm boot and A prompt message will be displayed. Type DIR space B colon and press return. The message B colon stat com will be displayed. This indicates stat has been transferred to drive B. Now type PIP and press return. An asterisk will appear below the A prompt, indicating that the PIP or peripheral interchange program is loaded and awaiting commands. We have typed PIP in this manner to save retyping as we transfer several programs rather than transferring just one program. Type B colon equal sign A colon PIP period COM. I'll repeat that for you. B colon equal sign A colon PIP period COM and press return. Type B colon equal sign A colon BAUD period COM. Again, B colon equal sign A colon BAUD period COM and press return. Type B colon equal sign A colon TERM period COM. I'll repeat that. B colon equal sign A colon TERM period COM and press return. We will now copy the SysGen program from drive A to drive B. Type B colon equal sign A colon SYSGEN period COM and press return. And one more, type B colon equal sign A colon CONFIG period COM. Once again, B colon equal sign A colon CONFIG period COM. Press the control key and type C.